Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, there's something brand spanking new here in good old Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's called the T. Lee Center for Innovation. And wouldn't you guess, around the table, we have T. Lee, along with Shalene Reginos and Kim Deere. They're all, of course, associated with St. Anne's Catholic School. So we're going to find out what the heck this is all about, but first we're going to find out who the heck these people are. So, Shalene, let's start with you. We know that you're the principal. What else can you tell us?
Yes, so I am the principal of St. Anne Catholic School. I have been there since 2010, where I started as a parent and taught for a year, and then have been there as an administrator ever since. And I'm sure you all know how busy teachers and administrators are these days, so there's really not much more to say other than I dedicate my time to the school as a parent and as an administrator.
So here's the question. Are teachers more busy than university baseball coaches?
Yes, absolutely. And then double that for principals.
Do you have this discussion at your house?
Often, yes, we do. Yes, yeah, we do, especially during COVID when we were on lockdown and the whole family was home.
So who won that debate?
I won, of course. But he's back on the road and busy again.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, her husband Tom is the baseball coach at Winthrop University. All right, the honoree of the day, T. Lee, who's been a piece of fabric of this community for as long as I've been here. How long have you been here now?
Almost 40 years.
I've been here 37 and a half. Is that right? Maybe it's 36 and a half. 36 and a half. So you beat me. Good for you.
Thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about T. Lee. The short version. I don't want the long version.
My name is T. Lee, and I have 4 children and 6 grandchildren.
Six grandchildren?
Yes, sir.
Six grandchildren. Mm.
And my children live in San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C.
Isn't that something? And we don't have time to do your story about how you got to this country and how your kids just went off and did marvelous things. But suffice it to say that her kids, they were educated at Harvard, Duke, and Notre Dame.
Yes, sir.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And you've been a fabric of this community. You've done more stuff in this community for more people than we have time to talk about. But that's just you.
Thank you. I do enjoy being a part of Rock Hill, and especially a part of St. Anne's.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, let's swing that on over here. The last but not least, Kim Deere, who is the Director of Advancement.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Kim.
Let's see, I've been at St. Anne for 8 years, and I guess 21st year of teaching. I taught for a little while, and I've done all kinds of things, director of student life, dean of students, and then landed in advancement. You know, this will be, I think, my 4th year in advancement.
So what does the director of advancement do? Make sure kids get out of school?
Everything.
That's always a big question. Enrollment management, fundraising, what else am I missing? Marketing, communications.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So between the two of you, Shalene, all right, and you, Kim, I want you to give me a little bit of, give our audience a little background about St. Anne's Catholic School. It's been around for how long now?
Actually, we're celebrating our 70th birthday in September.
70th birthday in September,
yes,
okay.
Yes. We're very excited about that.
All right. And we now have K through what?
12th grade.
Pre-K. We start with 3-year-olds through 12th grade.
All right. And what else do you want to tell me about? How many students do we have?
We have about 300 students. Okay. And our lower school campus is preschool through 8th grade, located at our Rock Hill location. And then our high school, 9th through 12th grade, is located in Fort Mill at St. Philip Neri Church.
So you got enough to do.
We got a lot to do.
We have a lot to do.
So 300 students, is that a good number? Is that low? Is it high? I mean, is it where you want it to be?
Somewhere right in the middle. You know, we're really excited about the growth of our high school. You know, we started with 6 students in 2014. We're now up to, we might hit 90. The problem, which is a good problem, is our building up there only holds 100. So we're in the middle of trying to think about next steps and building a big, shiny high school at some point in our future.
Oh, the bishop's going to love that one, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I know enough about the bishop to know that nothing happens unless the bishop passes grace over it.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
As they say in America, he's the man.
He is the man.
All right. So how did all this come about, the T. Lee Center for Innovation? Where did this come from?
Well, I'll start quickly on how we, every year as a Catholic school and a part of the Diocese of Charleston, we have the ability to write a grant through the bishop. It's called the Bishop's Annual Appeal. And the Bishop's Annual Appeal serves in many great ways throughout the state and throughout our parishes. One of the ways is schools can qualify to receive grant money. So Kim came to me. We typically look for some kind of technology, a science lab. We built a science lab a few years back with this funding. Kim came to me and said, I'd like to take over that grant, and I'd like to consider a TEAL lab. So Kim, you want to talk a little bit about the TEAL lab?
Yeah, it's basically about active learning and, you know, not just sitting at a desk and the teacher, you know, giving the information to the students. Like, you know, all of our classrooms are not like that, but, you know, that's really the old school way that it used to be. And so I've been reading about this active learning thing for a long time and came across Yale has a TEAL lab. And they had a lot of great information on there, and Harvard has one as well. And so I just kept digging and digging. And so the idea that I came up with was, you know, copying some of their ideas, because active learning, they say, you know, you learn more when you do more. And really thinking about the future and our students, because, you know, through the whole pandemic, you know, people have talked about learning loss and that kind of thing. But we've gained so much through the pandemic. Our kids learned many, many skills that are going to take them forever. I mean, how to properly send an email, you know, using technology and using it correctly and respectfully and those kind of things. And so I kind of wanted to go off of that idea, in that let's make it real world. Let's make it relevant. So the room is actually, it's under construction right now, but it's going to have whiteboard walls from ceiling to floor. It will have 6 tables that are designed for collaborative work, with each one will have a 24-inch iMac. We're excited about those because they're all different colors.
Brand new.
Yeah, colors are in.
That's right. It'll be equipped with a teacher station and also a document camera and some other kind of technology stuff that goes along.
Okay, so I lost this acronym. You call it a TEAL lab?
A TEAL lab.
What
Can
is
you
a
say
TEAL?
What that was?
Technology-enabled active learning.
So. Yes.
Yep. Technology-enabled active learning, and where the students are going to be active with technology. Like Ms. Pierce said, there's a lot of negative to technology sometimes, but there's great stuff as well.
So now we have the basics of what this is.
Right.
How did this lady get involved with this thing? How did T. Lee get involved?
Well, we found out that we got the grant, and it was very exciting. It wasn't exactly
enough.
Yeah, it wasn't quite enough, but it was a very generous amount from the bishop.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. How much did the bishop fork over?
$15,000. $15,000 from the bishop.
Right. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of getting to know T. and working with her at St. Anne and just different things at St. Anne. And so I just asked her. I said, hey, do you think your kids might like to match this grant? And, you know, we could name it after them. We could name this room after them. And so, you know, T sent my email to her children, and about 20 minutes later, she said, okay, we're in. So it was the easiest amount of money I've ever raised. I can tell you that.
Good for you. So, T, did you have to... once the email was sent, did you have to put the long arm on them and say, yeah, you got to do this because, you know?
Oh, no, sir. I just forwarded it to the kids, and I say, please do this for me. You know, and then they come back and they say, Mom, we'd be glad to do whatever you tell us, but you sure you want this room? Because it's just very fancy. It's all about technology and this and that. And I say, hey, I'm the one got an associate degree from York Tech in data processing. So it's going to be, you know, so it's going to fit in really well. And then I was awarded the Alumni of the Year, the second year York Technical gave it. And three of my four kids came home and witnessed it. So it was just a perfect match, you know.
So Mom reminded them exactly who is the leader of the family in terms of technology.
I told them I was Alumni of the Year. What about you? You know.
Can you
I say that after they gave me the money. You know?
Well, isn't that great? You must be honored.
Yes, sir. I am very grateful that they were willing to do that. You know, I asked, and you know, when you ask and they're willing to give, it just couldn't ask for more.
Well, let's remember. I mean, I'm sure your kids, it took them about a nanosecond to figure this out. Look what Mom has done for us all these years. The sacrifices you made. Come on.
I don't know if they think like that, but then whatever you want, Mom, we do it.
Yeah.
But and then 2 years ago, when St. Anne's Church had a campaign, you know, capital campaign, they three out of four kids came back and gave $10,000 each too.
Oh, good.
They really, you know, they even though they don't live around here, they still remember, you know, where they came from and who made them where they are today.
All right, and they come back from time to time and
do
projects.
They still visit,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to come back and work at the church festival. They will.
You've already told them that, right?
Oh, yes. I told them I need them to come back and work for the festival. Sometimes they say, Mom, can we just write you a check? I said, no, I need you in person.
That's a great story. All right, so now the question becomes, we've got ourselves a lab, and we've got a name, and we've got it paid for, right?
Correct.
So we have all this fancy gear in there. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in there?
What's going to happen? Well,
active learning.
It's an active learning, yes.
All right, well,
yes.
Let's start right there. When we say active learning, we're talking about hands-on, right?
Yes, hands-on.
If we read something in a textbook, we're going to actually do it?
Well, it's taking that learning to, you know, another level with higher order thinking, because a lot of it, the research that I've read is based around an educational theorist. I can't remember his first name, Piaget, and he has this constructivist theory that basically says, you know, as learners, we construct our own understanding. And, you know, we base it off of what we have already in our brains, and how we cultivate that is through different experiences that we have. And so the best thing about it is kind of shifting the teacher's role from the instructor, per se, to the facilitator. And so at each of these tables, the kids are going to, you know, they'll learn skills about how to problem solving. You know, ultimately the goal is that they're going to work together.
Called collaboration.
Absolutely. Yes, collaboration for sure. And so there are a lot of different things that, you know, I wanted it to be relevant. I wanted it to be somewhere that they didn't say, hey, why am I learning this? You know, I mean, everybody has that question in algebra at some point.
Yeah, but why are we learning calculus? I will never use
that's right, that's right. Letters and numbers together, they're not supposed to go that way, right? But I guess one of the best ways to describe it is, you know, you give a group an assignment, a project or something. One of the ones that I was talking about earlier was the Olympics, and say, okay, we want to bring the Olympics to Rock Hill or to Charlotte. And so each group has to come up with a proposal as to how it would work. And so, you know, that's something that involves, they're each going to do their own research. They're all going to bring their different experiences to the table and what they know about that. Mm. And then together they work to create, you know, the perfect picture of what the Olympics would look like if they came to Rock Hill. You know, so that touches on economics and a whole slew of different things.
So in the course of trying to figure out how we bring the Olympics to Rock Hill, would the collaboration include, let's say, bringing people like Mayor John Geddes into the classroom to say,
absolutely,
here's what we need from you?
Sure. Yes, yes. And we've talked about that. We want to focus a little bit on some engineering. And so we already have, we have two people lined up that'll come in and talk about their careers in engineering. One is an, automotive engineer, into automotive engineering and those kind of things, and to hopefully build projects off of that.
Well, you should go back to last week's Straight Talk program.
Okay.
When I had a fellow from the new Arrival Automotive, which is locating here in Rock Hill, and they're going to be building state-of-the-art buses out of composite materials that'll run longer and further than any of the buses anybody's got.
Wow.
And they're right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, setting up shop as we speak.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely have to.
Richard Cooley was his name.
Okay.
You like him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what he also told me on the show, T? You get a kick out of this. I said to him on the show, I said, now, Jess, I wanted people to hear this from your mouth and not mine. A 2,000 square foot home, maybe 2,500 square foot home in Rock Hill, South Carolina, probably $250,000 to $300,000. What would it be in San Francisco? In a nanosecond, he said $2.5 to $3 million.
Unbelievable.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I did not warn you ladies about how this works, but we make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. There's a magical formula that's in the white letters, and we all say it together out loud at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year. This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come, but we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have a table full of guests from St. Anne's Catholic School. We have the principal, of course. Right, Shalene, that's right. Shalene Regina, she's with us today. Kim Deere, who is the Director of Advancement, and of course, the notoriety today. The one and the only, T. Lee. She is quite something in this community, and she's been all about doing anything she can for St. Anne's Catholic School for as long as I can remember. And they have decided that they're – well, if you missed the first part of the show, you got to hear it. Because they got a grant from the bishop to create this new thing, a center for innovation. And the bishop gave them $15,000, but they were about $15,000 short. So they went to T. Lee, and T. went to her children and said, I need you to do this. And they all said, okay, we're in, Mom. We're going to do it. So they all matched what the bishop had done, and so it's being named in her honor, the T. Lee Center for Innovation. So when's this thing going to crank up?
Well, hopefully very, very soon. I mean, all the furniture has been ordered. We're hoping to get it together before school starts on August 16th. So they are already ripping out the things that are in the room that are kind of in the way to make room for the tables that will come in and the chairs and all the other things.
And the whiteboards and the computers
and
all that stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
So who's going to be responsible for this thing? You?
Not me.
Sort of. We've hired a teacher who will be in there, of course. And we're going to focus mainly to begin with on our older students. So grades 5th through 8th, they're going to really be the main students who are going to benefit from this, with our younger students going maybe once a month to participate.
So the high school kids aren't going to get a chance at this?
Yeah, well, we need a big building up there. We don't have a lot of say over what goes on in that ministry's building up there. So we're waiting to work on some projects up there. So this is a focus for the K to 8 campus. But of course, you know, sometimes our high schoolers will come down. We do have a small bus, and it works because we're a small school. So we bus the kids down for different things like retreats or sometimes to use our science lab, and this will be another time where perhaps they'll come down to work on a specific project.
So here's the big question. How do we select students for this? Does everybody in K through 8 get a shot at it?
Everybody 5th through 8th will go. So, you know, in a typical middle elementary school, kids will have elective time where they go to art or they go to band. So teal time, the students will go once a week. So everybody's going to go.
So they're coming blocks. I mean, others will be, whatever, 10 at a time.
To start with, yep, okay. Yep.
And they'll all be collectively working on the same project?
Well, there's a group of us that are getting together to write the curriculum for the room. So we're in the middle of working on that. So hopefully, yes, they'll all be working on the same project. I think that would be a neat way to look at it.
And you know, I can speak to a project we did a few years ago during Catholic Schools Week when our high school was still located at St. Anne, and it makes me think of why the Teal Lab is going to be such a great addition. We had the students create an amusement park, and they had to have everything in the world, incorporate every subject, including our faith. And those kids, we put them in groups of ages 7th grade through, I think it was 11th or 10th grade at the time. Mm-hmm. And they got to work together. They did videos, but we had very limited resources for them. Something like that project would be great to use in the Teal Lab. So we're really excited. And it's interesting when you talk to our students, like 9 out of 10 of them will tell you that was the best thing they ever did at St. Anne. They learned so much.
So have you thought at all about maybe identifying a community project, a realistic community project, and putting this brain power to use on it?
Absolutely.
So that when you come up with an answer, that you can actually hand that answer over to somebody to implement.
That's a good idea. We have, actually, because one of the things that I really want, and everyone in our community, especially the kids, want, is a new gym, a regulation-sized gym. And so we've tossed that idea around for years and years, and you know, we're still looking for funding for that, but we thought that would be a great project for the kids to work on and pull all those resources together and see what they come up with, because we want it to be theirs, essentially.
Right. If you get them to buy in, maybe Mommy and Daddy will throw some money towards it, right?
I hope so. Or maybe they'll come back and, you know, pay for it.
That's
so
right.
I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about maybe something that would benefit the broader community. Maybe like a park. You talked about a park.
Like
right.
And, you know, I think about York County, which is getting into parks right now, and they have a brand spanking new thing that's coming out of the ground, very much in its infancy, called Riverbend. It's a 1,500-acre beautiful piece of property right along the Catawba River, 5 miles of river frontage.
Wow.
And it's being planned out now. And it might be that you ought to hook up with somebody from the county and say, look, we've got these kids in here. kids might like to have a dog park in there or something.
Sure.
And how could they, you know, what would it take to do it?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, someone had asked me recently, you know, what exactly are they going to do in there? And I said, it's kind of all the things that you want to do in your classroom, but you don't have enough time to.
Right.
And so I think this is a place where it bridges the gap between academics and, you know, professional life and careers and those kind of things. It translates that to them. I think that would be an excellent project.
You know, my dad used to tell me that he used to use it in terms of a college education. He said a college education is designed for one thing. Mm-hmm. I said, tell me, Dad, what is that? To teach you how to stand up on your own two feet and think for yourself. You know, how to find the resources and how to, you know, get those working on a project. And he was absolutely right. I mean, when you think about all the things you learned in school, they really taught you how to think, how to, you know, what's what,
right,
how do you
right,
how to make
right.
things happen.
You're resourceful. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
Yeah. It's kind of like learning to learn, you know, you're learning how to kind of take that independence and, you know, doing these things yourself instead of it being completely teacher directed and saying, okay, this is the chapter that you're going to do right now. It's taking all that knowledge and going to a different level with it.
So have you given any thought to how you're going to interface what's happening in this T. Lee Center to what's going on in the normal classroom? Because I can see some kids saying, you know, I got to get out of this classroom and over there to the T. Lee Center because I'm enjoying that a heck of a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, and that some of the there are some teachers in this group that's writing the curriculum for it, and so we hope that we can, you know, it'll be very interdisciplinary where we can have all of the subjects, you know, whatever they're working on in math, and kind of reinforce that so they bring that knowledge with them to the table.
Right.
And constantly throw that out during the regular classroom, you know,
right.
So there is that linkage
between
the two things
absolutely.
That are going on.
And somehow I think the Teal Lab is going to be contagious. You know, the teachers are going to walk by and see what's going on and see how they can tap in. And we've done some different things with our scheduling for next year to allow for teachers to meet more, collaborate more, plan more. So we're just really excited about getting back to next school year.
I want you to swing that microphone over to T. Lee because she's chomping at the bit to say something. I can just tell. I can just tell to look at you that you got to be excited about this thing. I mean, this is really kind of neat.
I am very grateful, you know, for my kids that are willing to do this. And I'm also very grateful for everything that the school have done. You know, they educate the kids years back, and they still continuing, you know, turning other students into, you know, very responsible adults, you know.
Well, so. And you think about what little switch, what little light bulb might go off in one of these students' minds being exposed to this kind of learning atmosphere and where that might lead to.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
They might be the next person to come up with a spacecraft for Jeff Bezos, who's going to be launched into space tomorrow, or, you know,
we
or
hope
Richard
come
Branson.
Back.
Yeah. He comes back.
That's dangerous sport, but then. You know.
But I mean, the possibilities are endless. They really are.
Absolutely.
You got to be really excited about this thing.
We are.
All right, well, ladies, our half hour is gone. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for allowing us to come.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Our thanks again to Shalene Reginas, Kim Deer, and, of course, the honoree T. Lee. Our broadcast, of course, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, they did this so well the first time, we're going to let them do it again the second time. We have fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula, of course, in the white letters. The cue card is available. At the count of three, we're all going to bellow it out. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.